Fountain of Youth Philanthropy.
Pursuing a brighter future for Westmoreland County.
Suddenly your friends change, your activities change, your lifestyle changes, your priorities change.
You know, I was 15 years old, going on 16. I was really going down a dark path.
Westmoreland County has the second highest teen pregnancy rates in Western PA.
What is being done to ensure these parents receive the support and resources that they need?
This is Sydney Damon.
And this is Talon Sinti from the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County reporting on teen pregnancy.
My name is Susan McFarlane, and I am the program coordinator for the PACT program. PACT stands for Pregnant Adolescent Child Care Training. Our job is to try to provide them with the tools that they'll need to be successful beyond graduation.
Susan explains why going into the parents' schools is the best way to provide these necessary services.
We were originally contracted for 14 of the 17 school districts in Westmoreland County. If there are any pregnant or parenting students that are in that district, we have an instructor, and every week she goes to each one of the contracted schools and she provides a class.
Some of these classes focus on parenting, budgeting, and nutrition. Another challenge that teen parents face is stigma.
I have certainly seen a certain attitude or the way people present themselves to these teen parents.
After speaking with Susan about teen pregnancy, we dug a little deeper and found that 1.4% of teenage pregnancies in Westmoreland County in 2015 involved girls under the age of 15.
36% of Pennsylvania high school students said that they had sex in 2015, and 11% of them said they used no contraception, according to the U.S. Department of Human Services.
We wanted to learn what it was like to be one of these statistics, treated as a number and not a person.
We were drawn back to the PACT program, where we discovered a participant testimonial that gave us insight into the vulnerability of being a teenage parent.
Madison Hughes, and I'm 20 years old.
Madison is from Westmoreland County and became pregnant during her high school years. She was guided to the PACT program.
I had a lot of troubles with my family. They didn't really want much to do with me, and I found it like the support system in my life. They encouraged me to push forward and to keep doing well in school. Even at times whenever I felt like I had nobody and I couldn't keep going, they were there for me. Most people look at it as if it's a really bad thing, and in some cases it can be, but I think if you look at it as if it's a gift, you can really grow from it. It gives you the chance to mature and grow in ways that other teenagers won't.
Madison took specific measures to remain successful.
I knew that I wanted to build a better future for my baby, so I took that time to, you know, look at myself and look at other teenagers around me who weren't going through the same thing. That was my support system whenever I didn't have one with my family. So they kept me going at times when I felt like I couldn't. So if I didn't have PACT, I don't know if I would have done as well.
Madison's journey gave perspective on how one can overcome an obstacle and achieve success without undermining the very real struggles of being a teenage parent.
I'm actually in pharmacy school at Duquesne University. I'm a junior now.
She's a great mother. She's an excellent student.
Though taking preventative measures to avoid pregnancy is the only direct solution, it is important to remember that resources like PACT are available to teen parents who may need guidance in order to prosper in future endeavors.
For more information on the PACT program, visit www.thepactprogram.org.
The Fountain of Youth Philanthropy was produced by the Community Foundation of Westmoreland County's Youth Philanthropy Interns
with support from SLB Radio Productions.
All statements and opinions are those of the speakers and do not necessarily represent those of the Community Foundation.
More information on the Youth Philanthropy Internship Program can be found at cfwestmoreland.org.